Harper Audio presents The Mystery of the Spanish Chest by Agatha Christie, performed by Hugh Fraser.
The Mystery of the Spanish Chest. Punctual to the moment, as always, Hercule Poirot entered the small room where Miss Lemon, his efficient secretary, awaited her instructions for the day. At first sight, Miss Lemon seemed to be composed entirely of angles, thus satisfying Poirot's demand for symmetry. Not that where women were concerned Hercule Poirot carried his passion for geometrical precision so far. He was, on the contrary, old-fashioned. He had a continental prejudice for curves. It might be said for voluptuous curves. He liked women to be women. He liked them lush, highly coloured, exotic. There had been a certain Russian countess, but that was long ago now, a folly of earlier days. But Miss Lemon he had never considered as a woman. She was a human machine, an instrument of precision. Her efficiency was terrific. She was 48 years of age, and was fortunate enough to have no imagination whatever. "Good morning, Miss Lemon." "Good morning, Mr. Poirot." Poirot sat down, and Miss Lemon placed before him the morning's mail, neatly arranged in categories. She resumed her seat and sat with pad and pencil at the ready. But there was to be this morning a slight change in routine. Poirot had brought in with him the morning newspaper, and his eyes were scanning it with interest. The headlines were big and bold. "Spanish Chest Mystery. Latest Developments." "You have read the morning papers, I presume, Miss Lemon?"
"Yes, Mr. Poirot. The news from Geneva is not very good."
Poirot waved away the news from Geneva.